Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you've been on my mind, all of my men. I wanna call you up and see what you in. You can talk dirty into my instrumental. Dinner and breakfast, call it continental. Your man, he don't love you. I ain't hating, but girl, I think he weak. No kisses and hugs, see him all the work, do it every week. When you get lonely, I know you think about it, go and pull a trip. Girl, if you put me on, I'll make you forget about your nigga.
I wanna chill with you,
just tryna keep it real with you.
Girl, what's the deal if you
need it, I got it, holla at me about it.
I wanna know
where your mind is tonight.
Girl, if you're choosing,
you better be choosing right. It's a whole lot of girls that want your spot. It's a whole lot of lames tryna cock block. Me and you candlelight by the fireside. Turn that red light green. I just wanna vibe,
I just wanna vibe with you. Baby girl, I try with you. Let me come inside with you.
Yeah, yeah. Got that midnight Lambo waiting you outside. You ain't gotta bring no clothes. Girl, whatever you need, you know we gon' try.
You know we
baby,
try.
It's on me.
Baby, it's on me.
I wanna chill with you, just tryna keep it real with you.
Girl, what's the deal with you?
Need it, I got it, holla at me about it.
I wanna know where your mind is tonight.
Girl, if you're choosing, you better be choosing right.
It's a whole lot of girls that want your spot. It's a whole lot of flames trying to cop block.
Me and you can't lie by the fireside.
Yeah,
turn that red light green.
I just wanna vibe.
You, will you slide? Cause I'm just trying to vibe. But if you spread them thighs, I'ma end up deep aside. I know you got a man at home, but he always on the go, and he cheating on the low. Girl, just come even up the score.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look what that dick did. Catch you addicted, screaming, oh my God, oh my God. Now you wanna be a Christian, and yet the devil wears Prada. And sometime Balenciaga and baddies I done had plenty.
But you?
I will eat it through the Fenty. And girl Rihanna would be proud of you. Way I put it down for you. This is a one of a kind type of vibe. We need to hang, don't need a noose. I got the juice. And even if we never end up together, girl, this is the truth.
I just wanna vibe with you. Baby girl, I'll try with you.
Sinatra.
Let me come inside with you.
Okay, come inside.
Let me come inside with you.
Been having this on my mind for some time.
Can I?
Can I?
Hey, y'all know what it is. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We back in the building, man. I know I took about 2 weeks off, man, two Fridays off. Honestly, because of the class, the graduating class of 2022. Proud of them. Been doing a lot of prom send-offs, doing a lot of graduation parties, DJing, all that great stuff. So, shout out to the whole class of 2022. A lot of people. Shout out to the class of 2022 from Gary Richards High School, all the District 218, all of y'all. But a special shout out to my niece, Tamia. Shout out to you, my minion. She did the thing and got out of there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely proud of her for graduating, you know what I'm saying, doing what she do. Shout out to her whole team, my whole team, for putting on for her prom send-off, her graduation. Shout out to my brother, Tay, for doing what he do. Shout out to her mom, Tara. Shout out to the whole family, man, the whole JG family, man, for just, you know what I'm saying, locking in and making sure she had a great experience of going to prom, going to graduation, all that great stuff. And shout out to all the class of 2022 HL Richards Seniors football team. Shout out to Jackson, shout out to Travis, shout out to some of the other kids. Shout out to Keelan. Shout out to a lot of them kids. I'm naming these kids off because not only they graduate this year, they play football. I coach these kids. So me as a football coach, those are the things that keep me going and keep me coaching these kids. That is the reason why I'm coaching. To be able to see these kids graduate high school, see these kids go to college, even if it's not on a football scholarship, even if it's an academic scholarship, these kids are going up to the next level. Whether they choose to play football or not, that is a total choice up to them. You know, I'm proud of them either way, that they're able to get a free education, whether it's the academic scholarship through grants or however they did it. Shout out to those kids, man, who I coached, you know, during their tenure with me as Robert Eagles football players. Also, shout out to a lot of the cheerleaders who graduated this year as well. Shout out to their coach, Coach Bree, Coach Muff, Coach Keisha. Shout out to those people too, man, because those girls were some of the girls who were going to Florida. My niece was a part of one of those teams that went to Florida. It's a lot of those little girls that are now growing up to be young women that are getting ready to go to college. So I wanted to shout out Coach Bree, Coach Muff, Coach Keisha, all the Coach Ashley, just all those coaches who had a hand in helping some little girls become young women and graduating out of high school and going to a next step in life. Shout out to the parents as well who, you know, got their kids, you know, all 4 years of high school and got them, you know, graduated and ready to get out into the world. Like I said, man, I'm just glad I had a hand in helping these kids stay on their right path, but just doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's a lot that goes on out here. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, I see gas prices. I'm about to start. I'm about to go back to my snow dog. Whatever I do, get my go kart back and start hitting blocks. Y'all know how I get it. But just doing what I do. Appreciate everybody who's been behind the whole OG&T brand and everything like that. So I know a lot of people probably going to hear this and see the change of the title of the show. We now no longer are doing Fresh Fridays. We're doing Business Marketing Fridays or Marketing Fridays because the reason why, because of number one, shout out to my whole team, OG&T. They have allowed me to create, push, and build a social media department for my company, Only Great Entertainment. Everybody knows about the fact that we do radio. Y'all know that. Yeah, everybody knows the fact that we host mixtapes. DJ AK38 always doing this thing. People already know that we do OG TV. We do interviews. We do a lot of that stuff to help the artists. I mean, now we're venturing into our new project, our new campaign, our new push is social media marketing or just marketing, period. We're doing marketing campaigns for musical artists, record labels, business owners, entrepreneurs. We are focusing our talents in realizing that we have a gigantic platform, not just a radio show platform. But we have a gigantic platform that stretches beyond music, that stretches beyond television. It stretches beyond just life. So I have sat down and realized that I have a platform to help others reach their heights, reach their goals through marketing, whether that's social media marketing, whether that's digitally emails, whether it's banners, whatever it is that we can do to help businesses grow, whether they're just starting out or whether they're established, whatever it is, we have found that we have a lot of tools that can help people reach their goals and manifesting their what they want out of life. So definitely something that I was able to string together as what I do, you know, with my company. It's a lot of people who kind of guided me into really pushing social media, pushing marketing, business owners and marketing, just stepping outside the music realm. It was difficult. It was different. It was something that I'm still learning how to do, but due to the fact that I already know a lot of things that I've already done, that I've already created, that I've already marketed, and I realized that these people do need help in these areas because they feel like they're not being appreciated or they're not being found or they're not being helped out. And a lot of people already know how it is in Chicago. I mean, I'm trying to break the narrative. I'm hoping a lot of other people are trying to break the narrative of this. And that's the crab in the barrel situation, that we don't support each other and all this other good stuff. That's the mode. So what I'm doing right now, tonight on OG Radio, man, I'll be taking a lot of phone calls. I'll be dropping a lot of gems, a lot of things I'll be talking about that refers to business marketing, just marketing your company as a whole. So 9826 tonight, OG Radio, we live, man. We doing a thing. We are talking business marketing. That we'll be doing on Friday. I'll be having some guests that'll be falling through that'll be talking about marketing, talking about business, just how to elevate your brand and stuff like that, man. So, like I said, man, we got a great show for y'all. We will have the Karma Report later. Me and your boy, Mr. A.W. Redman, some from a couple of artists. We just got a whole bunch going on today, man. I definitely appreciate it. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk entertainment. We're going to talk news. We're going to talk some of everything, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all know this. Your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio, man. We in the building. We do what we do. And I'm going to get into some joints. We're going to hang out. We're going to kick it. And it is what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio. Let's get it, man. Y'all already know what it is.
We hit the jackpot this time.
Man. Still here, you did. Real shit. Gotta make the best of it, man. Fuck it.
I had bad days, some good, then it went right back to being bad again. I've been on my grind since a young kid, yeah, I really do this. I don't really give a fuck what they gon' say, I'ma always win. Back on bullshit once again, yeah, I'm in my zone, I'm back at it again. I seen a lot, been through a lot,
yeah, I did.
When you're on your way, climbing to the top, it's hard times, it's hard knocks. Who that at the door, it could be the ops or the damn cops. Through the peephole, you see the flicky and the red dot. Yeah, I'm red hot, I'm on fire. You got jokes like Red Fox, but laugh now, you gon' cry later. Yeah, I bet he cry when he get in the car. Life is crazy, it get hard. Coming where I'm from, on my block, 127, some real niggas, some fake ones. Everybody tryna get to the top, and I'ma keep my promise to my mama. Yeah, I told her that I would make it, and I'ma get on the floor, listen, stay humble, I just gotta have patience. Niggas don't come around when it's your time. Yeah, whole time they been hating, but I'ma keep doing it, what I've been doing and how I've been doing it. Cause these niggas, they can't fuck
fuck with me.
Yeah, I been knew it. I'm not from Houston, but I chop and screw shit. I never get too shit. We moving, we boosting. Yeah, bitch, I'm exclusive. I'm one of a kind and one of the fewest to do what I do, cause nobody won't do it. Got nothing to prove, but I'm still improving. We fall like we hooping like Nike, we do it. The king and the ruler, yeah, that's me, the new one. And love is the honey, the green and the blue ones. All for my kids, and I just had a new one. I love being a parent because I'm the cool one. Run up this money so we can go have fun. Yeah, I got problems and always gon' have some. But I keep smiling and wildin' and prowling and styling and dripping on niggas like dressing on style. Dressing like I'm finna go to Met Gala. But I'm at the studio so I can make magic. Yeah, I make it happen. I've been established since 91, yeah, you know what I'm after. Had to go get it, yeah, nigga, I got it. And I'm being honest, so no, I'm not bragging. Cause I got some baggage that no one can carry. So don't get embarrassed, I'm cut from a different cloth. You cannot wear my heart on my sleeve, yeah, that's how I wear it. Yeah, for real, for real. So I'm thanking God for this. Defeated the odds for this, for real, for real. Got rid of the frauds for this. Now I can hear them hits, for real, had to cut my grass a bit. Now I'm peeping shit, for real, the money drowning me. I was lost, but I found my peace. Now y'all done woke up a beef, and I break up in this industry, and break some bread with my motherfucking family. Turn my dreams to reality, gotta get it by any means.
Real shit, man. Know what it is, you know what it ain't, man. Know what the fuck I represent, man. Them three R's. Real recognized, real shit,
I had bad days, some good, then it went right back to being bad again. I've been on my grind since a young kid, yeah, I really do this. I don't really give a fuck what they gon' say, I'ma always win. Back on bullshit once again, yeah, I'm in my zone, I'm back at it again. I seen a lot, been through a lot,
yeah.
When you on your way, climbing to the top, it's hard times, it's hard knocks. Who that at the door, it could be the ops or the damn cops. Through the peephole, you see the flicky and the red dye, yeah, I'm red.
Cause I thought you loved me.
Turns out you a hater, but it's okay, cause when it's real, real, don't count favors. Man, I've been trapping for so long, got my own back when something go wrong. I don't like asking people to do nothing for me, I make it happen on my own. That's why I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm straight. I don't need nobody bringing up nothing they did for me, throwing shit in my face. I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm good. If I want it, I'ma get out here and grind hard for it like a real one should. I don't need nobody, nobody, nobody. In my face, I don't need nobody.
Damn, Missy Mari got
me. Yeah. 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 What up? Look, I am kidding with these kids. Will I look like babysitting my chick? Care a 9 for months, ready for this baby kicking, no time out. Let me make time for ass whippings. Had to say I'm better than East to get you niggas to listen. Now, that's a damn shame with automatic classics that I written. Aggression is passed up in the bars that is missing. All that clout, that gas, it is massive. Am I forgetting that I'm better than the ghost you failed to credit? Now dead it.
Word.
What I need to erase careers, that's my only edit.
Yes.
Needed to go in real quick, no early exit. Feeling like the king of the shot. Amongst you peasants, see rare from how high I get from smoking niggas' methods. Let me explain, came back with a new game plan.
Yes, sir.
All the lines you told gon' cost you, that's the game, man. Answer this, how you different when you sound the same, man? You indie in the same circle, in the same lane, man. Your buzz was created, had to manifest and pray for mine.
Pray.
Still can't look at a clock, knowing it's high time. Almost cracked with the soda like this flower tie. Could've forced it, but I got power over mind.
Word.
Thoughts entangled, life jaded, no laughter. I need a baker, only hustlers feel this rapture. This verse more than lines like with a kilo catcher. Keep it blunt and the cipher got the fire to match ya.
Fight.
Yes, sir. What up, Nigel? It's Walt. Look. Remember when I was the one that they fronted on? They gon' wish they had a time machine when my money long. Baby, I ain't Vince McMahon. Tell me who you stunting on. Can't be the one that got the throne. Like a newborn, I'ma bring this home. I'm really top tier. I'm standing alone, but lucky for me, I feel right at home. I usher to the top spotlight. Daddy's home, daddy's home. I'm a bad boy, just like Puffy Combs. And when I'm on your song, just know it ain't your song, it's mine now. Take your shoes off at the door, the nigga, this is my house. If they don't know that I'm the best, I promise they gon' find out. It's crazy how I get better with time. I think I'm wine now.
Think about it.
I listen to all your songs, just to wind down. Stand down, get Apollo Creed, throw the damn towel. I'm on for world peace, we catch this flag. Foul. I ain't met a nigga better, y'all should bow down. I said it ain't no nigga better, y'all should bow down. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm out.
I'm from the city where they always do their best to try and try ya. Air where the bitches try to go, I go on higher. God strike me down right now if I'm a liar. Oh, you think you hot? Well, Tifa on fire. On fire. Fire. I'm on fire. Yeah. Tifa shine at night like the candle dawn. Think you hotter than the queen? That's a scandal, bruh. Big interest grow, money grow and a growing. I visit herb time to understand the human. We so loud, it's like an argument. With that AC in your window, it must be hard to vent. Every time you're hating on me, it's like a compliment. I barely even notice shit, I'm really on the continent. Oh, you think you mastered your bars? Money faster than ours. I don't even fuck with half of these bras. Say you get 50 stash in the jar, then why at night you ride with a purple mustache on front of your car? You know my name, ho, T-double-E-F-A, ho, that's your vibe, oh, that's how the gang go. All rock the same outfit like plain clothes. All hang out, now they all got the same flow. I'm from the city where they always do their best to charge higher. Air where the bitches try to go, I gone higher. You be acting, doing way too much, John Cryer. Oh, you on a hot reel, I'ma take it higher. Flower got me seeing to an air, same Mariah. My guys calling Richard, everybody got a pride. God strike me down right now for my life. Oh, you think you hot? Well, see for own. Can't you see? I'm living fancy free. I'm a brand new me. Understand me, G? Talk me like, don't you know? This shit is hopeless, bro. I got the dopest flow. This shit remote control. Oh, see for spazzing that my happy people keep on asking. Fire breathing, I'm a dragon. You gon' need an aspirin. She be gassing, I'm a classic. Double G in fashion. Downhill like a nigga trying to ski an Aspen. Mommy, dearest back. Call me Betty Davis. Do you dirty as fuck? Plus, I'm a heavy favorite. In the hood, riding through it, and I'm devastated. It's all good, you tried to pull it, you just never made it. I'm from the city where they always do their best to charge higher. Air where the bitches tried to go, I gone higher. You be acting, doing way too much, John Cryer. Oh, you on a hot reel, I'ma take it higher. Flower got me seeing to an air, St. Mariah. My guys calling Richard, everybody got a pride. God strike me down right now for my lie. Oh, you think you hot? Well, Tifa on fire. On fire. I'm on fire. Fire. Yeah.
Oh, I can do it to you. Caesar. AG, stars.
Making money is a moolah.
Oh yeah.
Spending the cheese is a moolah. Fuck with me, fuck with me. Money is a moolah.
Never take a pause. Bad debt lesson, or you never get on course. Wanna make the more, so we stack it with the bros. Double bags, desperado, we just scamming with the foes now. Cutting the old white Sony PowerPoints when we slide. Shorty so light, I got tinted glasses for the ride. Married to the money, time to kiss the bride. Get a whole patty down to the stud. New year, it's a new us. Money is a moors. Rocking the shows around the world with them tours. You already know us. Course with the rollers. Spending a chewing up all his money like it's cure.
Making money is a moors. Fuck with me, fuck with me, money is a moolah. Spending each is a moolah. Fuck with me, fuck with me, money is a moolah. Spending each is a moolah. Fuck with me, fuck with me.
Contemplate, not today. Popping Ace of Spades on a regular day. Simple, I bring foreign, the money you pay. Can't be moving cool in the reality of grace. Crack the base, I go crack the case. I'm flying bougie, so I got to go. I grind for show, plus I got the flow. My life's a movie, ain't a way to move.
Making money is a moolah. Spending each is a moolah. Fuck with me, fuck with me. Money is a moolah.
Fuck who I am, fuck what I said, right? That was dead wrong. I ain't taking what he said, like fuck a red light. You gon' mind your business, boy, and I'ma count the bread. Well, I'ma
about to spread as I slip through the cut like a mice from out the shed. Slick with the flow, but I'm trice about the bread. I put this knife to your throat to shove your wife off the ledge. Hope she got a parachute, sick, no terror flu. Call me lead doctor, I'ma take care of you niggas. Tight pants, fix you niggas. Susie Q, fool niggas, I'm talking to you nigga. Keep bumping your gums, I ain't going away. They know how I get down, so they respect what I say. They know how I get down, so they gon' duck when I come. They know the work I put in, but it's like fuck what I've done. Okay, fuck it, I'm done, I don't care anymore. So if you looking for me, I'm not there anymore. Yeah, I set my foot on the gas pedal, blowing through the red light. I ain't got my head right, real in my left, good in my head right. He was dead wrong, I ain't thinking what he said like. So I got my foot on the gas pedal, blowing through the red light. I ain't got my head right, fuck who I am, fuck what I said right. That was dead wrong, I ain't taking what he said like, fuck a red light.
Marketing Friday. This is Marketing Friday's OG Radio, man. Definitely wanted to switch up the narrative on here. Definitely, you know, wanted to give a lot of people something different. I mean, I know we don't give people different. So I think that's basically what it is, man, to be honest, to be overallly right with it. So a lot of things we're going to talk about as far as marketing, as far as business, as far as, you know, pushing your business to the next level and things of that sort, that's kind of what we're doing right now. Because I feel like a lot of business owners do not realize how important business management is, marketing, and all that other stuff. And so this kind of what I'm going to flip it to do now that I didn't really do recently. So there's a lot of stuff I'm going to get into, a lot of stuff I'm going to, you know, let people know about. It's a crazy situation, man, where I was working. I was actually working an event downtown. I'm just giving y'all an example of how, like, marketing, like, you market your business and it moves. I was doing a production assistant job downtown with this company called Happily, and we were doing a national minority formal. Basically, it was a whole bunch of business, black-owned business owners, millionaire owners, people who owned Fortune 500 companies. It was kind of like an award show, a formal, to where people were able to ask questions about how they started their business, how did they keep their business in the black in all four quarters, how did they, you know, how they basically grew their business. And we, you know, also a production assistant, I was backstage just listening to a lot of these entrepreneurs, these business owners, and how they started their businesses, whether it was through family, to where they, you know, their father started the business and they came up through the ranks and they was able to take over the business. They learned the business from the ground up, from a kid to an adult, and wind up being able to continue that cycle of generational wealth in their family. Some other guys just really got out the mud, you know, just fought hard to go up there. And the thing that surprised me the most, that there were a lot of minorities there, black, Hispanic, just minorities, just, you know, black and just everybody. And it was majority black people, millionaires that were in. It was a guy who was a billionaire in the building. And those are the people I actually sat down and listened to. But on my break, I wound up running into a guy named I'm gonna say his name right first of all. Raylene Jackson. He owns a barbershop downtown. It's called Head Rest Barbershop. And like the guy stopped me, you know, I had dreads, he had dreads, so I, you know, I'm kind of thinking like, okay, he's just plugging his barbershop. I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know, Chicago, I rock Chicago, I support everybody, all that good stuff. The man gave me one of his flyers that he was starting a business, a barber academy, Head Rest Barber Academy, man. So he was starting a academy because he already had a barbershop. And he was like, man, I'll see you dreads from Chicago. You know, the small talk, we chopped it up. And he was like, yeah, man, it's, you know, I'm starting a academy for, like, barbers and hairstylists. And I was like, do you have, I said, I do a radio and, you know, whatnot like that. And I was like, man, I have a social media department for my company. And the guy, like, he was handing out flyers while he was, you know, trying to conversate with me. But once I said I had a social media department for my company, the guy just stopped in his tracks. He was like, yo, he pulled his phone out, like, what's your number, what's your social media, like, what's your email, I need everything. While I was at work, literally, I was working, and the guy just stopped me, we chopped it up. So long story short, man, I am now in charge of doing social media marketing and helping him build this academy as far as the marketing it. As far as marketing his company, marketing his academy that he is now growing. So shout out to Raylene Jackson. You're going to see a lot of posts that come from my company. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm going to show you guys how social media marketing works when it comes to business. I've always shown you guys how social media marketing works when it comes to artists. But we recently signed a contract, and I will be doing my company, OGNT, will be doing social media marketing for this academy. You will see us from start to, you know what I'm saying, from the start of it until the contract is up, on how I do social media marketing for, how my company does social media marketing for this upstart academy. So shout out to Raylene Jackson, the Head Start Barber Academy. It is really something amazing. You can definitely go to headrestacademy.com to get more information if you would love to, you know, learn how to do haircut and all other good stuff. They also will be located 769 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. Like I said, the website is headrestacademy.com. Headrest is all one word. Academy.com. So definitely is something that you'll be seeing a lot of marketing coming from the OGNT Entertainment family. I definitely appreciate him trusting in our company to build its social media. So that's something that we definitely appreciate. We definitely ready to get things started with that company. It's a lot of things that goes into it. A lot of people that, you know, we love to help out and love to do what we do. And supporting the people that we support and things in that nature. So that's just one, So, you know, it is what it is, and we do what we do. And, we're going to continuously to rock and do what we're supposed to do and make it work. You know what I'm saying? So,
it appears you're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
A lot of stuff that we're going to do, network with people and stuff like that. So, like I said, man, we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff we're going to do, a lot of stuff that we're going to network with people on, and it's just something that we're going to make sure we accomplish at the end of the day. So, like I said, man, y'all keep it locked to OG Radio, man. We're going to do what we do. I'm definitely going to get some people on the line. We're going to chop it up with some important people throughout this, you know, this you know, new era that we're rolling into. So I'm going to get back to some more music. It's your boy, Mr. AK OG Radio, man. I already know how we work, man, so let's get it.
Shadows on the ball all night, all night, all night, all night. We don't need you chose. I'ma lay you on your back flat. Tell me what's your fantasy. We gon' reenact that. Want it slow or you want me to attack that? It's so good, you gon' come to these flashbacks. Yeah, we act like a love scene. You the only actress. I can read what your body say. I don't need no captions. What's the passion? I'ma set the mood right. Moonlight, candles lit, turn off all the room lights. I'ma get on top real smooth like. I can hear your body call for me all night. All night, all night. Yeah, all night, all night. I can hear your body call. All night, all night, all night. All night, night. When these shadows on the ball. All night, all night, all night, all night. We don't even wanna pause. All night, all night, all night, all night. We don't even wanna.
Trying to control.
control it. You left the window open, guess I'm just still in the moment. And who would've thunk to give it away, somebody own it. I'm headed to the gym right now, who's the opponent? Dr. Ruck, the nigga was stuck, should've cloned it. You smell good, rolling backwood, I can't condone it. And no cologne, my ex body wash, you all alone with. I bones it, he creating a life to build a home with. Raindrops, rain on top, sugar coated. Her photos, the best logos, I should promote it. And you feel good, tongue overlapping, the way she roll it. I open in a package of love before I fold it, what you saying? Say that. Right. I'm like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot of loving and it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? You say that. Yeah, don't tell me that this just isn't true because I wrote it. If anything ever happened, I want you to know it. I tried to clean you up even when you was getting messy. Your cousin told brother and Jesse, that's kind of petty. And I admit that just walking in, I wasn't ready. But willing to sacrifice for the moment if you let me. Good morning, I text you at 4 like, hello darling. Is this your day off? If so, you make me want to call in. 3 post chicks can't match you in performance. We're calling me now, most times I just ignore it. Carry my name, simple and plain, just be my message. Love you for life, that's eternal. Hugs and kisses. And when I'm on the road, no concern with other bitches. Treat others as you wanna be treated, I ain't malicious. Got the main freak of the week, that's little vicious. Good head plus bed and breakfast was so delicious. What you saying? Say that. You do it. Make it. I'm like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot to cut, and then it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? You say that.
Some tattoos.
Change. You weird, strange, no money, range. I'm on a different note. Just gon' call me the GOAT. Wavy, I'm rockin' the boat. Baby, I'm who you should know.
Rollin' the blunt, you giving me head. I'm gonna stunt, lay on the bed. Look at the drip, the way that I dress. Bitch is a bitch, I'm never impressed. Boozy as shit, won't settle for less. I do what I want, you do what I said. I do what I want, you do what I said. This is all red, my highness are blue. My diamond's white, my Birkin is new. I hit this eye so hard I flew. Red in my pocket, book all blue. Dior Chanel, I'm mixing it too. Easy and Prada, expensive shoes.
I roll it up and get busy. Say I'm not hot, you silly. I get the honey. I smoke since I still I'm dizzy. Get what I want cause I'm pretty. Pull up to your city. I need the 150. Cup full of Remy, I'm litty. Pull up with my bitches. Get what we want cause we pretty. We need the 150.
I give a 150. I show up on her, I'm drippy. She keep me up on my jizzy. Kissing all over her titty. Making my way to the kitty. Breezy the king of my city. All I'm about is a dollar. All black and pile of commas or commas. She on the top but I got her. Give it me like a scholar. I ain't got to do much. We ain't got place name.
Never.
Mama love me when I dig it down. But she love me for my dumb game. And I ain't got run game. But she running like she on the track team. Get her off and I let her call me
boss.
Then I tell her sweet dreams. Swimming upstream in her ravine. She on my phone, that's cookies and cream. Shoot up the club, don't need a beam. Then I'm up out of here chasing my dream. Never been the one to chase chicks.
Nah.
She gon' think about me when she need a fix. We could play all night to the dawn. Put my chains back on and I'm gone.
Rolling the blunt, you giving me head. I'm gonna stunt, lay on the bed. Look at the drip, the way that I dress. Bitch is a bitch, I'm never impressed. Boozy as shit, won't settle for less. I do what I want, you do what I said. I do what I want, you do what I said.
You are now tuned in to the Caramel Reply with Anthony. What's your scoop?
Hey, I know what it is. Y'all already heard the intro. Y'all know what's going on. Time for that camera reply. My girl Amethyst, what's going on? Hello? Hello? We might have some technical difficulties right now. Just a little bit. Hello? Yeah, we can hear you a little bit, not a lot.
Did I sound like the volume is low?
Oh, no, we got you now. Now you're good.
Okay. How's it going?
Everything's good. How's everything going?
That's okay.
That's good. How was
your week?
It was rough. All I'm going to say is rough. I'm just finally glad we're done with prom and graduation for my niece, so now I get to get back to my normal schedule.
Yeah, that could be kind of busy.
And they ain't doing
all this stuff going on.
Yeah, graduation, doing graduation parties, prom send-offs, and everything else like that. So now the fact that they're winding down, I can get back to my normal schedule. So we good.
That's good. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Caramel. What's your scoop? Reply segment with Amethyst. This is your first time tuning in. Let me explain a little bit about this segment. If you have a story, question, or topic that you would like for me to give my opinion, you can send me an email at thecaramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. And don't worry, as always, you can remain anonymous. And just a note that the segment is not just open to relationship advice. Other topics are welcome. I'm going to go right into question number one. We have a submission from Chanel, and she said, Amethyst, how are you? I never learned how to swim. When I was little, around maybe three, I had my first encounter with a huge swimming pool. My class went on a field trip. It was nice. My teacher was putting the kids in the water, and they loved it. But for me, I was very uncomfortable watching from the side. I was so scared of the water. My mom was a chaperone, and she convinced me to sit on the side of the pool with her. My teacher came over and took my hand, and my mom had my other hand, and she tried to help my teacher lift me into the water. But I started fighting, and I never let go of my mom's hand, which unfortunately threw both of us into the pool. I was screaming bloody murder. Long story short, I had been invited to a pool party for Father's Day and Juneteenth. How do I get away with my phobia for the water? Maybe I should not go. Tell me, Amethyst, what do you think? Hi, Chanel. Thank you for asking how I am. I'm doing good. This appears to be like a childhood trauma. I think I would have reacted in the same way. Sometimes adults don't realize and recognize that fear is fear, no matter what causes it. The teacher nor your mom meant any harm. They just wanted you to have fun, and they were there to protect you and thought that it would be easier to get you out of your fear. However, a little person in a big pool can be devastating. You didn't mention what your mom did after she got pulled into the pool with all of her clothes on. I hope she had an extra pair. But I think maybe before the pool party on Father's Day and Juneteenth that you should visit a pool and put your feet in the water or at least try to stand up in the shallow end of the pool. Or better yet, try to get some swimming lessons. No need to be embarrassed. Go with what you are comfortable with. My advice is to tell your friends that you cannot swim and to stay away from the pool. Some people overreact when having fun and may be goofing around and push you into the pool playfully, which could cause you harm. If you do go to the pool party, I think that you could still have some fun without swimming. Also, remember that they have plenty of floating devices that you could wear just in case you decide that you want to be a little bit adventurous, and then that way that you can ensure that you won't drown or anything crazy like that. But I hope that this is helpful, and I hope you have fun.
The only way you're going to beat your fear is you go back out there and get in the pool. That's the only way you're going to make it. Because if you just live in fear for the rest of your life, you ain't going to never get over it. I'm telling you right now. You're going to go back in. Even if you got to start small, you ain't got to get in no deep in shallow pool, like 3 feet, you know, I don't know how tall you are, but like 3 feet or like kiddie pool, and just slowly, gradually get yourself comfortable being back in the pool, being back in the water. And then after that, you know, after a couple of times, you'll be all right. You know, summertime coming, you don't want to be sitting out in the sun just cooking, baking, and just being cooked by the sun. So, you know, you got to find ways to, you know, get over that fear and get in the pool. So, yeah, going back in, get in. You'll be all right.
So before I get to question number two, I just want to mention that there was a TV show that I watched. It's called The Wrong Side of the Tracks on Netflix. From the first season that I saw, it was pretty good. That I hope that they allow the second season to come on Netflix. That one is good. It's kind of like a drama, but the long story short, it's about a grandfather and his family who lives in a not-so-good community. And his granddaughter ends up getting caught into, like, some kind of drama with the local drug dealers because she planned to run away with her boyfriend. And then it's like a domino effect where you see all the things that happen to the community. As a grandfather, he tries to step forward and protect her at all costs. But a lot of things go terribly wrong along the way.
Damn. That sounds like, sounds personal.
Mm-hmm. Like it did get crazy, but I hope they had a second season to come on there. Oh, and I did see the first three episodes of Stranger Things season 4. So without, like, giving away major things, it was definitely different to see how the kids have aged, like that, just like when it first come on, just to see how big they are.
Right, how they've grown from being kids to like almost like, I guess, teenagers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them, they look older than teenagers.
Oh, see? Somebody lying out here.
Some of them do actually look like older than teenagers, although we know what happened with the pandemic and all of that. But just thinking about, like, if you're just thinking about, aside from that, like, the story and how it went from season 3 to season 4, it's like, whoa. Even if you, so just think about, like, the pandemic and all that shut down aside, just thinking with the sequence of the story, it's like a shock. But anyway, this season is more, I say that it's more horror than mystery, just from the first three episodes that I saw. Because this thing that they're going against is more like, I would say this is more mental, like, than the Demogorgon. Like, this one is kind of like, I say, like, Freddy Krueger, kind of like, you know, have Freddy Krueger wait, and then he's going to come to your dreams. It's kind of like on that element, but I don't want to, like, spoil it. But just be prepared that it's, like, if it's some people that's not into the horror, like kind of the horror, because some people, I know they say they, like, have nightmares, like, for a whole week if they see something, like, kind of scary. So just a spoiler alert for those type of people that it's like more of a horror aspect than the other seasons from what it is so far. But without giving it away, I can tell you what I definitely don't like right away, and that's the scenes with somebody that's actually alive. So far, I don't really care for those scenes because to me that was like the layout for something big. To me, that should have been something big to tie into the story. To me, that whole part seems like when we see where he is, well, I'm going to say specifically in case people don't know who is alive that was supposed to die, but I will say all that. But from what I saw, it's like a filler episode that I don't really see how it's important to the storyline unless something big is going to happen, because I only watched the first three episodes, but that's just what I saw so far.
It sounds about, you know, something that people should really, really, really check out. I mean, you know, I'm still way behind the Stranger Things situation because of my niece, but it's all good. But from what I'm seeing, it's a worthy watch. It's a real worthy watch. I mean, I don't even think I've gotten anything new yet on Netflix yet due to the fact that I've been very busy with work, stuff like that. I kind of fell behind on some of the shows I was watching and stuff like that. So I think the only thing I'm probably caught up on is Chicago PD. In the last episode that I watched, man, look, it was real. I'm going to just put it to y'all like that. I don't know people who watch Chicago PD like I do, but y'all do. So if y'all saw the last episode of Chicago PD, man, it was a real one. Like, I mean, I didn't know where it was going. I mean, the last two episodes got me. So, yeah, it was a worth watching TV show. I'm not just saying that because I worked on Chicago PD for like 3 to 6 months, but I'm just saying because it's so good.
No, period. I actually watch it. I watch all of the Shy-Hard, all the shows, but I haven't got around to watching like the end, so I don't know how the season ended or anything like that, but I watch all of them.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got caught up in watching them shows. It just happened. Like, literally, just stuff just happened. Like, literally, stuff just really just... It just happened that way. Like, I was at home at the right time and all the time to catch them. So I caught them. And it's cool, you know. Hopefully, I get around to watching some other stuff, some movies that I wanted to watch, things I wanted to watch on Netflix.
Well, we got a couple more days before Miss Marvel. That would be on Disney Plus.
Right.
So that's like a couple of days. So 5 days from now, that would be out.
So what did you think about the trailer for Love and Thunder and the trailer for Miss Marvel? For me, the Love and Thunder 4 trailer that we finally saw, I mean, it was a lot of stuff that I was just happy, like, you know, they stuck. Like I said, yeah, everybody know how I feel about Marvel. They stick to the comic book. They also put their spin on it. So I overall can't wait to see Love and Thunder. Mm-hmm. And no, I still haven't seen the Doctor Strange, so do not shoot the message. I thought I've been busy.
So I have to say, like, a little spoiler alert, but not devastated. Okay, so you already know, you should know about Doctor Strange. What did you say? Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Okay, if you know anything about multiverse, even if you're a DC friend, you should know the multiverse thing. Okay, so to me, that they're going to kill off basically everybody from the previous phase. This is where I think it's going, because this is the last Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I know Dave Bautista, he didn't want to play Drax anymore. So I'm pretty sure that almost everybody is going to die in the Guardians of the Galaxy. And then we know that Thor is going to appear in that. So I'm thinking that they're going to kill off practically everybody from the other movies. And then different versions of them is going to pop up in different multiverses is what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking that Thor could die. That's why they're going to replace him with Natalie Portman. And then all the other people, then you got Miss Marvel, so then you might not need Captain Marvel anymore. The Brie Larson's character, so I think that could be the direction that they're going.
Right. And then they had a trailer for She-Hulk too, so I mean, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm,
She-Hulk, you know,
now the trailer was good, but I just hope that that wasn't like the final draft, because like some of the CGI elements in the trailer looked like it wasn't finished to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think She-Hulk was a little built. I mean, she wasn't like Hulk sad, but she was bigger than what they showed on the CGI. So, I mean, maybe they
like the facial expressions was off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just like the pre-draft.
Yeah, maybe they just pushed that out just to get a reaction, because, you know, I think they're smart that they'll go to social media and see what people are saying about it and things of that nature, and then make sure it's worthy of, you know, Marvel fans. They know how much we love what we love, and mark my words, but, you know, I can't wait to see, you know, Miss Marvel. Can't wait to see Hulk. Can't wait to see Thor, and I will watch the Doctor Strange movie. I'm gonna get to it. I know I'm gonna have some time next week, but I'm going to make it my business to go see this movie next weekend. And hopefully by Friday, I will have seen this movie and I can talk about it on the air. So just, you know, I got y'all. Don't worry about it. I got y'all.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the last question. So this will be question number two. Okay, I received a submission, and she said, "Amethyst, I love this time of the year, especially due to prom and graduations. The last few years, this time, the kids were not able to enjoy these milestones. It is so refreshing to have positivity again. When I went to prom, we were dressed so differently. The kids now have their own expressions, and some of the dresses are way out there. Boy, oh boy. The pics are fantastic with the nice cars, and now they do these awesome backdrops. I am so happy that the kids are getting back to some type of normalcy. I hope they stay safe and remember that the virus is still around. Previously, graduation was online, virtually, and depriving the parents the honor to be physically there with their children as they walked across the stage. Amethyst, do you have any fun memories that you can recall that makes you smile since the pandemic? If so, can you tell me what they are, and do you have any one thing specifically that you missed doing last year, but now you can revisit? Hi, Whitney. Thank you for your question. I understand how important milestones can be, such as prom and graduation. My cousin graduated in 2020, and prom and graduation was canceled. But especially for prom, he has spent a lot of money to have his jacket, pants, and shoes customized with a special design. As far as fun memories, I have a lot of those. Some of the fun memories include going to escape rooms, going to Cubs and White Sox games, going to concerts, visiting Comic-Con conventions. So all those things that bring a smile to my face, but I definitely like the cosplay, like I mentioned before. So that part just within itself was fun. So I do the outfits and get all the preparation together. And I really did like going to concerts. Going to concerts is something that I really did miss a lot, because I would go to like several concerts throughout the year. So during the pandemic, that was something that I really missed, because there's nothing like seeing a performer live in person on stage versus just listening to the music, especially like if it's an entertaining person. Because like as far as overall like entertaining with like singing and dancing, I would say the four most entertaining concerts based off of that I've been to would be Usher concert, Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown, and Pink when she does her aerial performances. So those are really awesome, especially if you're kind of like close to the stage. That those are really good performances. It's almost like some of the acts that you see in the circus. So those are just a few of the fun things that I like to do and will look forward to doing in the future. Again, I hope you enjoy celebrating during this time, but just importantly, everyone to be safe, especially during the summertime. Take extra precautions to be safe, because you know sometimes people can get unruly, and it's a lot of violence that goes on every day. So always say have fun, but still be aware of your surroundings.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that. I think some of the fun moments I had as far as the summertime, this time of year, not only just DJing graduation parties, DJing prom send-offs, and just parties in general, just seeing people come together and, you know, me playing music and having people vibing with no issues, no problems, and then like that. That's what I'm most thankful about, getting back to just bringing families back together through music, allowing them to interact with each other, love on each other, you know, create memories with each other, you know, things of that sort, things of that nature, to make sure people feel like some type of normalcy. I mean, cause I know COVID is still around, and I know people still got to be safe, you know, they don't want to catch COVID, nothing like that. But I mean, at the same time, it's a blessing to be able to be able to get back to those things, to be able to get back to the parties, the concerts, the shows, the comedy shows, whatever it is, people, like, you know, having fun with each other. So I feel like those are the things that I'm glad to be back doing. Also, coaching football, our flag football league, we got a game tomorrow for the little kids, man. So from the 5-year-olds up to the 8 and 9-year-olds, man, I'm glad that we're able to bring those kids back together, teach them life lessons, teach them football. They go out there and have fun, and it's just an amazing time that we're able to be blessed to be able to go back out there and interact with those kids. So those are some of the things that I'm cherishing right now, you know, that I'm glad we're able to do again.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, and
like a good old carnival during the summer.
You know what I was just
like
gonna say?
Like the pop-up carnival.
Yeah, because it's always a carnival somewhere around near me. I don't know, like, about this year, but mm-hmm. I've seen at least three. Like, so far, like the last 2 weeks, it was been consistently warm, over 60. I've seen, like, two carnivals. Another thing is the food truck festival. I think it's the food truck festival, the food truck something. I'm mm-hmm. going to make sure I get there. I mean, I'm really going to make sure I get to this food truck thing. Because I know I went, me and my girl went a couple of years ago. And, you know what I'm saying? It was good to just see a lot of, you know, food truck vendors out there, a lot of black-owned businesses, to be honest. That was the best thing to me. A lot of black-owned business food trucks that was out there. And, you know, I guarantee you guys, going to a food truck vendor event or convention is fun, but come Monday, you definitely going to have to go hit your workout, like, real, real hard, because you're going to put some weight on. You know what I'm saying? So definitely be prepared for that. Be prepared for that, because it's going to happen. Yeah, man, I'm just happy to be back to those things and being around those things. And somebody asked me a question because they saw the different title of the show called Business Marketing Fridays, and they were asking me about a marketing situation. And the question that was proposed to me was, if you're a business owner, how do you connect with people or consumers who are your target audience? My thing is to, one, evaluate what you're selling or what your product is. Two, find the right website or right social media site that gets you directly to your consumers. And three, research where your consumers buy the product that you're selling, because I'm not saying that you are selling something somebody else has, but there are different realms where people either sell a similar product or something in that nature, in that role, to where you can Google your product and you can, like, see where people shop to for this, what websites they go to, what social media sites that they look to buy this stuff at, where should you post your social media to get people to come to your website and stuff like that. So what I would say was, do your research first and find out where people are buying this stuff as consumers, where they're looking to purchase these things at. Also, look into vendor events. Find vendor events where people in that area are more likely to buy certain products at certain times. So it's not just about posting on social media. It's about doing the research and understanding where the people who are in need of your services, where do they shop? So there you can kind of weed out posting, and hopefully you catch a bite you go into a spot, you cast your line out, and you're in a market, or you're in a position to where they're looking for it, and you drop right into their backyard to where it's an easy sale for you, or it's just an easy way to have people around and ready for your product. So that's what I would tell you to do. As people know, I do have we do have a social media department at Only Great Entertainment. And like I said, man, these are going to be the conversation we have going forward on these Thursdays, along with Amethyst giving us the Karma Reply. I will be talking business marketing, not just for musical artists, but for entrepreneurs and business owners as well. So, I mean, this is something that I was looking to do, and I'm glad that I'm able to do it now, because it's really a teaching moment to where people are starting to understand about being an entrepreneur and how to market yourself to where you start to generate income from your business, okay?
Mm-hmm. Another thing to add to that is that I think that it's important to be, like, involved in your community.
Right.
A lot of time depends on, like, if you actually have, like, a storefront business, you want to be active in the community, because there's a lot of ways that you can get your business out. Just say, for instance, like, if you have food, and just say that maybe you participate in, like, the community events that they have with the aldermen, other city officials. That would be a good way for you to market yourself, because maybe you could be the food person for the meetings that they have. Just like sometimes
right.
that they have those neighborhood newspapers and things that come out to the community. Maybe they don't know about your business, but if you get in well with one of them, like daycare, sometimes they have their like in the school year party, regular schools, that you can get your business out there in different forms. It doesn't have to just be on social media, because it's a lot of people who don't use social media at all, so they won't find your business that way. So I still think that word of mouth still works.
I agree. I definitely do agree. Like I said, there's a million different ways to market yourself. I've just been telling people that for the longest. It's a difficult road being an entrepreneur, but I believe that people can really benefit from it. I believe that people can really make a difference with helping people with their business, what they do, and how they market themselves and things of that nature. So definitely make sure y'all, marketing yourselves with other companies, other people. Artists, reach out to the entrepreneurs who sell some products. Try to make commercials for them. Try to wear their merchandise in your music videos and support some people like that. So it's a million different ways you can support people. I'm just trying to give y'all certain tips on making it easy to support these artists, and they support you in businesses and everything else that goes on with what you do with your business and everything like that. And so make sure you are always incited to some things and make sure you're networking with people. Don't be afraid to network, really, to be honest. If you go to these food truck vendors or go to a vendor event, network with those people who are the vendors at that time so you can learn some things from them, or you can pick up little traits that they've done to make themselves successful. So don't be afraid to network with people, talk to people, and get to know who they really are rather than just, you know, just not giving a care. You know, because I know a lot of people do that. I know a lot of artists, like rappers, like music people. I'm not saying that's y'all bad, but I'm just saying from my experience in music and doing showcases, open mics, that area where artists come in, they do their set, and they leave, and then they get on the internet and say, oh, ain't nobody rocking with me. It's like, how did we supposed to rock with you when you walk right out the door? You ain't passed out no flyer. You didn't sell one T-shirt. You didn't, you know what I'm saying, you shouted out your social media on the mic, and so half the people probably ain't even hearing it. You ain't got nobody passing out no cue cards, QA cards, but they could just scan cards and get your information on. So it's like you have to either have a team or you have to do that stuff yourself to where you help yourself out. I was trying to explain to people, like, you just ain't finna walk in no club, perform your song, and walk out, and then somebody's gonna contact you, like just randomly find you. It's just not gonna happen. I've never seen that happen. I don't think it never happened, and it will never happen. I mean, somebody has to connect the dots somewhere, and that means either you have to do it yourself or you have to find somebody that can help you do that. And that's what we do here at LGNT. Definitely don't understand that either. So, I mean, like I said, that's the main reason why I kind of turned and switched up this the title of the show, because I've been getting a lot of questions from a lot of artists who just trying to get them to understand what's going on, or they're just trying to figure out how to market themselves and that such. And I know it's kind of hard for those artists, and I feel like they feel like nobody rock with them, but actually it's like they're not helping themselves with what they're doing and stuff like that. So I'm finna get into some music from my guy Nephew, man. Shout out to him. He was just on the Bounce Black History's Juneteenth celebration. So shout out to him, man. We're going to get into some music. We're going to get back to this conversation. We're going to close out, man. So it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, along with Amethyst and the Karma Reply. We're here live, OG Radio, man.
Oh,
let's get it.
Oh, my Shakti. Aaj pehli baar tumne kaam ki baat ki hai.
I'm feeling iffy while feeling gifted, gotta repent it. Copped a couple properties, praying I get them rented. This whole year took a toll on my inner being. Struggling to bottle up lyrics to show I'm a genius. And glory is God, I've been fighting with demons. Fire sign ran through hell with Christ-like features. Lost my granny, still learning to live while grieving. Then my mud dear, I swear my spirit is bleeding. Hard-coded in Chicago, I'm feeling anemic. Then lost a couple uncles in the pandemic. Who'd ever thought this nephew should have a deeper meaning? Damn, and they wanna know what he's streaming. That's like hating on Bitcoin but investing in Shiba. Got you praying that it hit a penny. This a highly classified mission that I'm engineering. Nigga, any P didn't touch more lives than FEMA. Divine masculine, searching for feminine divas. My stumbling of DMs, but ain't spilling no semen. Just pull up a conversation and see if she drinking. To you civilians, that's what we call ego retention. Difference between making the meal and the million. Listen, I'm motivated, ain't no intermission. Cause lately I've been side-eyeing those who say they love me. Cause the one I love showed me that angels get ugly. Shit been crazy through the years, but never cried as often. Cleared six figures and broke down in my new apartment. So what's the trade-off to accomplish all your deepest passions? When you can't share with the loved ones that prayed it happened. This ain't pain, this an interaction. Turning experience into a transaction. But you can't hide from the lights, camera, and the action. Shots on soul in 5K, we still can see you damaged. I wish life came with a pamphlet. Lemonade, a massage, and a good sandwich. Soul purpose, been searching for them soul answers. With a $1 million smile, navigating the madness. Still breaking all my old habits. Shit, you can see my aura busting through the fabric. But lately I ain't been too concerned with fashion. Cause running through the stock market got me spending lavish. Portfolio full of Oreos. Now I'm fronting all endeavors like I'm Harry O. Shit, I could've bought a crib or bought a studio. Still chopping filet mignon and SpaghettiOs. Balance, you know the pride come before the fall. What's the point of having vision if you can't see it all? And you know I can see it all. That's why I never had a problem not being tall. Only Napoleon complex was wanting it all. I'm just getting what I'm owed, the rest for my dog. Hope they riding what I'm gone, rest in peace to the dog. Slipping and falling but still made it through the fall. So what's a rainy day when the sun in your heart? NFT, NEP, this is digital art. Threaded in the finest garments, the presence of God. Black opulence, rap, the flow is evolved. It's that CMOS trap, I'm feeling like
drunk off life, that's a lot, bitch. Round queens all day, that ain't a temptation. They made me incorruptible. They can't build you when you're more flip-fustable. Just trying to get the W. You take your power back, they try to make another you. N-E-P-H-E, don't forget the W. Free smoke. That's why I got my hand closed. Like the Palo Santo. They want the free smoke. We
got about a bolo. Sancho sending the Sancho. Free smoke, who wants the free smoke? As long as they know. Like the Palo Santo.
Wanna fuck with a bitch like me. He's tryna hump on a bitch like me. He wanna ride in the passenger seat, but I told him ain't shit free, 50 on 3. Ain't shit cheap, drop another G. Ain't shit sweet, cavity to teeth. He about 6'3", ride him like a 10 speed. All up in the whip, he murder for the plea. I only fuck with a nigga got bread, good head, big feet and big beds. Low fade, bald head of the dread. Stick shift, I drift, I rev. Christmas, I gift, I sled. Lift, lift, suicide all dead. Quick, quick, put the metal to the pad. Weak crisp, I be the butter for the spread, nigga, amen. I cruising, Medusa the skin. Two different blues, bitch, I'm BB, I spin. Gator paints in the bank, got the I to the M. Rolling in dough, look like pound the end. Boy, the coupe too red, but the top dead. Inside looking like Nino. Thoroughbred nigga like a mop head. Got a wrist same color as the Pico. Left for a little minute, now he back down. And the hood popping willies like Rico. Keep a dollar like his first name Creflo. Presto money, baby, I ain't tryna preach though. Good game, but he ain't tryna ref her. Good game, so he probably Hugh Hefner. Stone cold for the kill, no wrestler. I got E's on my line, don't Tesla. I got Vans on the rims, chrome diesel. Fire with the pipe, the exhaust blow freezo. Candy for the paint, wood grain be the easel. Slick shit, 100,000 for the free throw. Let him eat though.
Yo, we back in the building, your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, my girl, Amethyst, hanging out, man. We still doing what we do, still having fun. I just want to remind y'all that it's getting warm outside, and certain things have to be taken care of before you come outside, okay? Because it's warm, you're going to sweat a little bit. Yeah, so... I know it's been cold for a while. I know people ain't really caring about a lot of things right now. But y'all got to start putting on lotion. Y'all got to start getting your feet done or something. If your feet messed up, just wear socks with sandals. I know people are like, that's tacky, bro. Don't do that. I'm for it. If your feet messed up and you want to get them done... Just wear socks with your sandals, bruh. Ladies, do something. I don't know what to tell y'all, but I just want to be the one person who wants to tell y'all today that it's two things that I'm not looking forward to seeing this year in the summertime. I don't want to see them the fluffy Rihanna house shoes, sandals, flip-flop things. I don't want to see those no more. They're like dirty Muppets that y'all walking around on y'all feet. I'm sick of seeing them. I really am. Y'all walking around with dirty Muppets on your feet, and it just looks stupid. It looks very stupid. I mean, some of them, they look, the ones that's fresh, that's new, that look clean, and the other ones, like you've been in the backyard cleaning out the garage, you just got done, and you walked to the store. No. Take them off. Stop wearing these, I don't know what they call, the Rihanna shoes, the slippers. I'm not hating on Rihanna. I'm just saying, wear a fresh pair when you're going outside. They do not allow those in clubs no more, okay? You ladies, I'm not disrespecting both of y'all. I'm going to go hit the gas, too. Ladies, y'all went from wearing the beauty supply store sandals, some of y'all still wearing them, to these Muppet house shoes. I don't know what that is. I'm not with it, okay? Guys, okay? We have lost our minds, seriously. I'm trying to figure some things out. I don't know what it is. I don't know why y'all, what this fashion thing is. I guess I'm stuck in a time loop. I guess I'm not with the times or something like that. I'm tired of arguing with guys because they get mad at me because I called their man bag a purse, a fanny pack. You just took a fanny pack and you wrapped it around your waist, okay? I don't know what that is. All I remember is when I see something go around the shoulder, I think about my mama's purse. That's all I know. It looks like a purse, I'm gonna call it a purse. That's all I'm doing. Okay. I don't know why y'all like wearing purses, okay? That's a purse. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care if you get mad at me. At the end of the day, I see a purse. Okay? Whether it's the one that goes across the body. I don't know. I just don't wear that. I'm not wearing it. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me because I call it a purse. You call it a man bag. It's the same damn thing. Call it a fanny pack. I don't give a shit. Just do what you want to do with it, okay? Lastly, I don't know who came up with this term, but when I heard the term the first time, I felt like it was for women only. Maybe, I don't know. It was. Okay, so guys have gone in the time machine and went back to the 70s and went at these shorts, the 1960 NBA shorts, and throwing these NBA shorts around. And I don't know who gave these guys this nickname, but I don't do that to me because I don't wear them type of shorts. These Hoochie Daddy shorts, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. It sounds like the song that Craig's girlfriend pulled up to when she went to his crib. I don't know what a Hoochie Daddy is. I've seen about 3, 5, 6 different like guys who have podcast platforms like, it's Hoochie Daddy season, bro. We win. Our thighs out. Like, why? Like, why? Like, when did that become a priority? Talking about some guys, show your thigh. Like, bruh, don't tell me. I'm grown. You ain't got to tell me to show my thigh. What is that? Talking about some, let me see your kneecap. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? And you telling me, guys, it's Hoochie Daddy season, bro. We out here with our thighs out. Bruh, no. No, we not. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I'm going to try to find some guys who wearing these shorts, and I'm going to have a panel of them, at least one or two. And I'm going to put them on OG Radio. We're going to talk about this. Maybe I don't know some things. Maybe I'm in the dark. Maybe I ain't old enough, or maybe I ain't young enough no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the baggy clothes era. I'm from the baggy junk, the baggy basketball shorts, the AI basketball shorts. I'm just calling them that. I'm from the AI, you know what I'm saying, summertime outfit wearing the white tee, the wife beater, you know what I'm saying, the hat on with the earrings and the chains. I don't know. Maybe that's my era and I'm stuck in it. But these so-called Hoochie Daddy shorts, bro, I'm not with that fad. I'm not going there with y'all. I'm not gonna wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm my thighs out today, bro. I'm gonna put my thigh out there so the ladies can see my thigh. Why is that all of a sudden a thing? And girls is going crazy over Hoochie Daddy shorts. Because before then it was beard season, beard gang. Ladies still love the beard. But now you gotta have a beard and some Hoochie Daddy shorts on in the purse. Last time I checked, half of them pants, them shorts that people wear, either Magic Johnson and them wore them back in the day, or females wore them. I don't know. I'm sorry I went on the rant, but I'm just trying to figure this stuff out because I don't do that. I don't do that. So maybe I'm naive and I don't understand. And I'm lost, and I ain't with the times. I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the world. Maybe I'm supposed to be, but I don't understand it. I'm lost. I wish somebody could help me. So next time we do OG Radio, I'm gonna put the number out for OG Radio, and I want people just to call in and explain to me the Hoochie Daddy situation because I don't get it. I'm never gonna wear some shorts that small. I guess
it's like, I don't know, like if it's like for like men that go to the gym, so like if they wear clothes just like closer up the thigh, you can see more definition and more of their body. And then you probably got some women that's eyeballing their package, so it's at more of a clearer view than if you wear baggy clothes. You can't really tell. Almost like when they get excited over the sweatpants. That's what I'm thinking.
I appreciate you because you gave me another point of view because I'm lost. I'm really in. I want people next week on OG Radio to call in so we can have this conversation fully, okay? So next Friday, I'm going to start a campaign and have people, I'm going to put a flyer together and we're going to talk about the subject and I want people to call in. So it's time for us to get out of here. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Y'all going to catch us next Friday. Y'all know what I say at the end of all my shows. Do what you love and love what you do and the rest take care of itself. Amethyst, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Everybody enjoy their weekend and, again, be safe out here.
All right. We'll holler at y'all next Friday. I'm going to get this thing sorted out. I'll holler at y'all next Friday. Y'all be safe. Chicago, put the guns down. And have fun. We out of here, man. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, we out.
Bye.